Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. And we do appreciate your efforts in sharing these digital podcasts because they go out on our radio, they end up on podcasts. We're doing really well. I mean, we're ranked on Listen Notes in the top quarter of 1%. So that's really, really good. And that's because of you guys. But please send it to Democrats and liberals. They need to hear that they're wrecking their own kids' future. So we'd have that request. A couple of words about sponsors before we join our special guest, Virginia Farver. Yes, it's been a while since we've had Virginia on, and I'll tell you, this show's going to knock your socks off. But we got to take care of some business. First of all, the Amtrak people, it was announced, are planning to go on strike. That will disrupt the supply chain. That will affect food deliveries. And all the other things that are being done, the food supply plants that mysteriously all seem to be destroyed since Biden's come into office, over 100 of them. Of course, I'm a coincidence theorist. It's a good thing. Otherwise, I'd think they were doing this to us on purpose. And then the fertilizer issues. So you need your storable food. How much? As much as you can carry. We used to say 6 months, and then it was 2 years. And now I'm saying get as much as you can while you can because those days are limited. Go to preparewithdave.com for the very best in storable food. My Patriot Supply, they're one of the few companies left standing. They can deliver on time. And what do they give you? Well, food that tastes decent. And am I saying it's gourmet? No, but it's certainly better than fast food. And I'm just saying it's much more nutritious too. So you get 2,000 calories per day. That's high in calories. Yeah, you're eating for survival. That's why. And you get 25-year shelf life and lots of diversity in the food. So I would recommend you do this ASAP and hide some of it. Why? Because I do believe the Biden administration is going to pass anti-hoarding laws when the digital currency comes in. And that's a whole other can of worms. So go to, here's how you order. foodwithdave.com. That's foodwithdave.com. The other thing, too, I want to mention here, too, is our TV show. And we're kicking butt and taking names. We have a panel of experts. And I do mean experts. Kind of like what you're going to hear with Virginia here in a minute. But we have them from the Alphabet Soup Agency. Some of them can tell you, I was with FEMA, I was with DHS, I was with the NSA, but some can't tell you they were with the CIA and other, because they'll get prosecuted. So, but they come out with their expertise, and they're helping you have a softer landing by increasing your knowledge. So go to thecommonsenseshow.tv and sign up today. And Mike Lindell, his people contacted me. I love Mike Lindell. He has paid a big price for being a patriot. And he said, would you like to sell our stuff? I'm going to give it to your audience for half off or two for one. I said, well, too late, Mike, because my wife and I already own all this stuff. We don't need any samples, but yeah, we'll do this. So two for one. So all you got to do is go to mystore.com, coupon code Hodges. Everything's two for one or 50% off because I think he likes what I did with Maricopa County voter fraud. I don't think I know. So that's to your advantage. And then one last item, ladies and gentlemen. And that's water filtration. You hear the blackouts are coming, right? And Secretary of Energy Grantham said, California is the model for the country. Well, how long does your power have to be down for you can't get water? Generally, it's about 12 hours. You start to see an effect. Certainly within 36 hours, it's over. So you'll have to scavenge for water. Do you have water filtration? Well, we have the best one in the business. The Alexa Pure Pro Water Filter. They haven't raised prices. They still have a special effect, just like our food. No raise in prices, and they're number one. The research is at waterwithdave.com, as well as a description of the offers they're giving you. And I'd recommend you have water filtration for each member of your family, because I do believe things could get that bad. If you don't believe me, start looking at what's going on in Europe. It's a cataclysm waiting to happen. In fact, I believe you can say it's already started. So those are the sponsors for today's program. And Virginia Farver has been an activist for a long time, and she has been on top of the 5G before it was popular to be on top of the 5G. She was identifying harmful radiation that's in the air being emitted by all the cell phone towers, and she did this long before anyone else was in this too. She's been in movies over this. She's won a lawsuit, which we're going to talk to her about. We're going to talk about energy programs today. We're also going to talk about a new federal agency that is taking your money and not spending it on America. Oh, it's enough to really make you mad. Virginia, welcome to the show. Glad you could join us.
Hi, Dave. Thanks for having me.
Well, the lawsuit. You won a lawsuit against the FCC. That's unheard of. Tell us what the lawsuit was about and what comes out of your victory.
All right. This lawsuit was through the CHD, the Children's Health Defense Council, with Robert Kennedy Jr. And we won the case, and you can look this up via the CHD on August 13th of 2021. This was a lawsuit that was in the Ninth Circuit Court in Washington, D.C., and it was over health effects of wireless radiation. And we won. So basically, the outcome of the lawsuit is that industry can no longer claim safe with any wireless devices. So, this has just been a big warning, that I've been trying to tell people for a long time, but now it can be proven in a court of law. And it was really interesting during the hearings. The attorneys for the FCC said that the FCC is a spectrum allocation agency and not a health agency.
Can you explain
So
that?
basically, well, the judges were saying, so who's in charge of the health effects of all this? And really, basically, Dave, no one is. So we're going to see if we can try and get it changed back to the FDA or what we need to do. And right now, with all the evidence, there were over 2,000 documents of harm from wireless radiation. And right now, the FCC is going through those documents. They have to review them. So this is where we're at right now.
Okay. Well, I think this is really, really important. So you won the lawsuit, but the determination of reorganization is yet to be decided. Is that what I'm hearing?
Correct. And we're trying to get them to look at new standards. The standards have not been changed since 1996. I mean, right now the FCC is a runaway train. Jessica Rosenworcel is the head of the FCC, and she spoke in front of the Mobile World Congress. I believe it was March 1st of this year, and the FCC is planning on anywhere from 7 to 15 gigahertz now. So we've got to get this stopped because we will not survive it.
Okay, for those of us who are not familiar with gigahertz, tell us how that compares to what's going on now.
Well, the 5G right now is very, very damaging. It's these millimeter waves, and it's the pulsing of this stuff. This is the really damaging stuff, and that's why I've warned people about smart meters. It's the pulsing radiation that is the most damaging, and it's coming out of these new phones. And boy, you're just asking for trouble with these new phones. And like I said, to think that they could go any higher. I mean, I have a physicist that calls me once in a while, and he told me this was 2 years ago that 7G was already a done deal. So we've got to get this stuff stopped. But I will say that there are a lot of lawsuits going on right now.
Okay, so what's the percentage of increase again for effective radiation on a person?
Well, there's something called SARS. It's the specific absorption rate, and this is what we tried to get the right to know passed in California over. And basically, what I can tell people is there is no safe level. Some phones emit a lot less, and some phones emit a lot more. The problem is with these phones that collect data, that's when you're getting that data wave that's real choppy, that's very, very damaging. And it rattles your DNA it rattles your cells apart in your brain. So to think that they are planning on more of this is insane.
Wow. Well, that's concerning. How does it do its damage in the brain? And remember, got to keep it simple.
Well, this is why they warn about children having cell phones, because the radiation can go clear through their brain. And a child's brain is not fully developed until their mid-20s. So once the myelin sheathing, and boys are more susceptible to brain tumors as well, too, because the myelin sheathing around the brain it just doesn't develop as quickly as a girl's will, and so the radiation just penetrates. And boy, you know, every day, Dave, I'm hearing more and more people that are getting brain tumors.
Is anybody tracking the incidence of brain tumors then versus now?
Well, actually, no. But there's a lot of us that are trying to keep track of it. There's other countries that are taking track of it. And I actually heard that actually Italy a few weeks ago has decided to take Wi-Fi out of the schools. So this is what we need to do. And I've been warning people. I heard yesterday that a third of the children in our schools have anxiety and depression problems. Well, and I think I mentioned this on your show, probably several years ago. This was my big concern, because depression and anxiety is the first symptom of being getting too much overexposure from all this wireless stuff. So anyway, the parents are going and getting their kids on antidepressants in record numbers. And, you know, of course, those are very dangerous. And then, like I said, over time, if anybody goes to purchase a firearm, a child that grows up will not be able to purchase a firearm. And I think this is how they're going to disarm the American people.
Okay, say that again. They're going to disarm the people by doing what?
Because all of the children, you know, everything is tracked and traced. If the parents take their child to a doctor's because they've got anxiety and depression, they put them on these medications. And what I believe will happen is over time, when these children grow up, because they've been on these medications, they will not be able to purchase a firearm.
Oh, I see. Two birds with one stone.
Right.
Yeah, kind of an aside, and then we're going to go back to what you're talking about. I was reviewing with my audience this morning on YouTube about Executive Order 14067, which turns the dollar off and turns digital currency on. And if you own a gun and don't turn it in, they don't need the Constitution or law, red flag laws. They can just turn off your money. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, so you're kind of alluding to a different way to attack the same problem. And the only reason they want to disarm us is because they don't want us to be able to stand up to their tyranny.
Correct.
That's why. So,
and,
interesting.
You know, and I want people to understand, too. I mean, they can shut off. People don't understand what's really going on here. Even with the smart meters, you know, we know that they can shut us off. There's something called the PSPS, and that's the Public Service Power Shutoffs. And I noticed this when COVID first started at CU Boulder. I believe you weren't to be around any other people, and I think you could even get in trouble if there were two of you together, you know. And I guess some kids on the hill had a party one night, and they shut off their power. So this will happen, and it's all been planned, and like I said, and who knows, if we don't comply, they may just shut all of our stuff off to us, so food and everything.
Wow. Well, they'll use the digital currency for that.
Correct.
Yeah, it's kind of like China. I don't know if you know this about the social credit system in China. They get you for little things like just walking outside the crosswalk in a busy street. And they don't care what the reason is. If you're outside it, facial recognition, boom, they do something to you. They assign you penalty points, you pay a fine, and if you accumulate enough points, you lose your apartment, you can't use public transportation, it goes on and on and on. And it sounds like they could do the same thing with digital currency and surveillance. Wow.
And that is not far-fetched. You know, most of the people know about my story with my son at SDSU and the heparin cell tower.
Yes.
You know, it took to 20,000 miles of grid. And they actually did experiments it was somewhere in Illinois where they started putting in these little cameras all over in downtown, I think it was Chicago. And, you know, they were watching people walking along the sidewalks and crossing the streets. So absolutely they can do this stuff.
You know what that is? That's in the old IntelliStreets.
Right.
You know about that, correct?
Correct. Yep.
Yeah, let me explain to the audience, because this is a term we've not heard. It was created by DHS probably, I don't know, 12, 14 years ago. And it was surveillance in things like traffic lights and street lights, just general installation, and everything had to hook into a centralized system. And people were under surveillance the whole time. Now, they sold it as you can get messages to tell you to avoid a traffic jam. They always have some convenience aspect to it. But what they were really doing is they wanted you under 24/7 surveillance.
Correct. And that's why I've been warning people about this cell tower on the campus, because it is literally hooked to everything, Dave. I mean, there's very little that it is not hooked to. It's hooked to the major highways coming in and out of San Diego. It's hooked to their camera system. It's hooked to 70 rural fire stations, which is FirstNet, and Southern California alert system. But on these 70 rural fire stations, they've got these cameras that span for miles and overlap in coverage. And so this is that was the day I just had chills going down my spine, because I'd realized what they've created is just a huge surveillance net.
Yeah. What do you think are the outcomes of this surveillance net? What would you say they are?
I think it's gonna. I think they've known about this social score system for many, many years,
Yeah,
and I
well,
think this
Google
is
created
their.
it. Google created it for the Chinese.
Correct, and I believe this is how they're gonna surveil everything that we do in the future, everything, and this is why I warn about the 5G. You know, the smart grid includes all the cameras on all of our major intersections in town, in our towns. But now the 5G will bring the surveillance into our neighborhoods. So they're going to know who is coming and going from your home, who's coming to your home, if you're leaving, if you use too much water, if you, you know, have too much trash, or they're going to surveil everything you're doing. So this is the other reason I've said that all along. This is the other reason I will never own another cell phone, is because not only are they harmful and it's destroying our environment, but you know, on top of it, Dave, it's just a huge surveillance system that they've put up upon us. And if we keep allowing this, they're going to keep collecting all the data they can on us.
What do you think the purpose, ultimate purpose is behind collecting the data?
I personally think they're going to target certain people. I'm probably on the list as you, and I really think that there's going to be a time when they may come after people like us. They already are. They're censoring a lot of the information that's able to get out. So I have no doubt that this is what they're going to do.
Yeah, have you ever had files disappear from your computer?
Yes.
Yeah, I have too. So have a lot of people. And that's part of what you're talking about here. Really interesting. This is mind blowing. You know, the extension of this system, I was reading about the old Soviet Union and it occurred to me how this would fit. When you lived in Stalinist Russia in the 1950s, you couldn't travel more than 15 or 20 miles from your home. And they could use, and they didn't want that because that's, you know, dissidents will gather together, plan courses of action, you know, Christians will congregate to worship. So they wanted to prevent all that. And the way they did it was just restrict people to their area, just a form of feudalism, where the average feudal serf didn't travel more than 5 miles from their home in their lifetime. And they could do that with gas purchases. With this system, they could say, okay, you can buy gas, but only up to about 5 miles from your home.
Right. And this is where we're headed. And you know, this is why they put in all the bike lanes and all of these mass transit things that nobody's riding. You know, this is why they've done it, is because once they have us under control, then it's easy to control us. So, you know, that's why we've got to get it stopped. And don't, you know, this is why I don't have a cell phone again, is because I don't buy into the system. I will not buy into it, which also puts a mark on me. So, But if more people did that, we could get out of it.
Well, I remember Virginia when you were trying to be out of the system, and it's kind of like the old story. There are those people that want to be left alone, but there are those who just won't leave them alone. And so when you wouldn't take the digital box to control your utilities, a smart meter, they showed up in force and forced you, didn't they?
Yes, I had armed police officers at my front door, and the utilities. I opened the front door. It was real early in the morning, and the head of the utilities looked at me and he says, "It's already done." And I looked at the police officer that was at my front step and I said, "You being on my property is unlawful." I said, "You get off my property." And so I called people, and I was told that they stayed off of the police officers stayed off of their property after that. But yeah, they don't like it, and the utilities have war rooms against activists as well.
What do you mean
So
by
people need to be aware of that.
what do you mean by war rooms?
Well, I had these huge signs made, and we went out to a utility that was it was a rural utility, and they were having their members, a huge meeting for their members one night, and a bunch of us went out there with these signs and. And the heads of the utilities came out. They were real nice at the beginning and said, "We'd like to invite you in for some coffee." And I said, "No, thank you." And anyway, I noticed there was a lady that came out on the top of the hill and she was taking pictures of us. And I said, "What is she taking pictures of?" And I contacted Josh Del Sol, the head of the, he produced the film Take Back Your Power that I'm in. And he told me that the utilities actually have war rooms against activists.
So war rooms means where they keep files and have meetings about you.
Correct. Correct. If anybody says anything, they will do that. Again, if the masses would stand up against this, they would stop it. But and I did hear here in Fort Collins, there's a few of the utilities that have had bulletproof glass put in their buildings. So they know they're doing something wrong.
Yeah, why would you do that if you didn't know you were taking away people's rights? In
Right.
fact, in a related vein, and I don't know if you were affected by this, but what was it? 2,000 XL customers in Colorado recently had their thermostats totally controlled. They couldn't do anything about it on a hot day, and they turned the temperatures up.
Right. Yeah, because they all bought those Nest programmers, and I will not have one of those as well either. So, and the other bad thing about those is they're wireless. Anything wireless can be hacked. Anything wireless can be controlled. So, I just advise people to stick with the old stuff. Try and hardwire everything and have landline phones, and that's the other thing with cell phones. They do not need a warrant to listen to your conversations, and landline phones they do. So that's another reason. So
Really, I did not
yeah, I
know
mean
that.
we
So
bought
cell
into
phones are open. That's because it's radio transmission, right?
right.
Okay, that makes
They
sense.
do not have to have a warrant to listen to your conversations or anything with a cell phone. And landline phones, they have to have a warrant. So this is the other reason. And really, Dave, it's really not, I haven't, like I said, I haven't had a cell phone since 2008. I don't even understand them. I find them really irritating. I see a real addiction to these devices, and people will talk about the most mundane things while they're just walking around in a store. It's like, I mean, it's there's like this instant satisfaction or something they have to have. And there's something about getting excited about something and coming home and then calling someone. And I've traveled without a cell phone and I do just fine. So, it's just a life choice that I've chosen and I'm not playing their games.
Do you still have the digital smart meter on your home?
Yes, I do, but I have what's called the analog digital smart meter, and those are still dangerous too because they make the wiring of your home like a huge antenna is basically has been explained to me, and it can be really detrimental to your health. So I've had building biologists in my house 3 times to clean things up, so my house is pretty clean.
When you say clean things up, what do they do to make it safer?
I've got filters. I had an electrician. My meter's on the side of my garage, and I had electricians come over when the biologist was here, and they put four outlets on the inside of my garage, just on the other side of the smart meter on the outside, and then we put filters in those four outlets so I can catch the dirty electricity before it comes in through the wiring in my home. So I've done that, and I've filtered my home and had all kinds of things tested. So yeah, I mean it's something that everybody should do, but there again, it's cost prohibitive. And this 5G is just another thing. There's just a lot of things, the shielding that will not work against it.
You should be writing a book to talk about how to make your home environment safer from this.
Right.
Because we're talking about
Well,
cancer-causing agents, aren't we?
oh, absolutely. Oh, we all know it's horrible. I mean, the cancer rates are going to explode from this 5G. I just came home from Denver over the weekend, and Dave, they're putting in these, they look like really nice light poles throughout all of the neighborhoods. And I was in some really nice neighborhoods, Cherry Hills and Park Hill area of downtown Denver, and these things are going up everywhere, and they're in front of homes that are over a million or more. And so, it's really dangerous stuff. Your body can't heal when you've got this stuff coming in. Then we've got the satellites that are beaming all the 5G down on us too. So we're just living in some really perilous times.
Wow, that's just amazing. You need to write a book on this. I'm serious. Preparing the public.
I've had a lot of people tell me I should write a book, but and I actually Orlene Kehoe wrote a book for me called Whoa Nelly, Five G Dangers and Dangerous New Technologies. And anyway, you can find that on booksfortruth.com. My son's story's in there. And I was telling you last night on the phone that I still have people in contact with me from SDSU in San Diego. And I got a list last fall of nine more women who have died right were stationed right there where that cell tower was
So they're working on the
and is.
campus or living on the campus, and they're contracting brain cancer at higher than normal rates, correct?
Right, absolutely.
Okay.
Other cancers as well, and some of the professors I've heard will not work on campus anymore. But my mind goes to what about the faculty, the staff, the kids that don't know? I mean, parents have got to wake up. And I'm telling you, if you've got a child going to a college campus, you better go over there and you better find out and you better ask the administration what is on each tower and what the power strength are and everything. When I first got hold of SDSU, they told me it was just a simple television relay station. And I asked them, I said, I want to know everything there is about the cell tower. And so they actually sent me pictures of the metal scaffolding that all the drums and antennas sit on. So I emailed them back. I said, this is not what I requested. I said, I want to know who are on the drums and antennas, what the power strength is, what the signal direction was. I mean, I had a list of all types of things. And that's when communication ceased.
Yeah,
They would not
but they're a public
talk.
entity, so they have to conform to FOIA requests, don't they?
Yes, but I figured it all out on my own. I don't even need it. So yeah, it's really, really dangerous. It took me 4 months, but it's called Heparin, High Performance Wireless Research and Educational Network. And it's actually, and this is why I was in the film Take Back Your Power, because it's mission control for San Diego Gas and Electric. And it's hooked to NASA's Mobius 4 Laser Center. It's hooked to Spa Wars. It's hooked to, which is the Navy. It's hooked to all emergency services in San Diego. I mean, I could go on and on and on, Dave. Observatories, several different grids. I mean, if people saw how many grids there are, I think you would be shocked.
Now, let me ask you about the death curve here. Is it related to programs that are ongoing that are a matter of function of maintaining government, or is this a deliberate attempt to depopulate? What's your judgment call on that?
Well, I actually found a heparin disclaimer and acknowledgement document, and it actually states that anybody using the heparin tool, the cell tower, they cannot be held liable for damages and even including deaths.
So they know what
So,
they're doing,
parents,
just like the vaccine immunities that we see. Yeah. Okay.
right. But it's got all the government nitrate agencies on it. That's spelled NITRD. And it's all the departments of energy, the National Institutes of Health, DARPA. So I've had attorneys say with DARPA on there, I will never know what they were doing.
Yeah, just for the audience's edification, DARPA is where our darkest, deepest secrets are developed, and they're not subject to FOIA, Freedom of Information Act, and they do things in the past that aren't in the citizens' best interest. I think that's the nicest way to put it.
And it's right on a college campus. And Dave, people would be a fool to think that they're not on most campuses now. It's all of this interconnection and stuff. I mean, even this heparin cell towers started all this tribal TV network and started all these cell towers on tribal lands all the way up to Maine it's hooked into. So
What's the
this is
purpose
a
behind that?
huge
Why are
network.
they doing this?
I don't know. I personally think it's a eugenics program. I really do. And
By eugenics, you mean
so far it's working.
it's a depopulation program.
Correct.
Okay, that makes sense. But
I personally
what's
think it
the
is.
surface purpose of all these interconnectivities electrically?
They claim it's all for research. I mean, there's, seismic networks, there's it's just hooked to everything. And everybody keeps referring to the smart grid, and this is what I'm going to tell people. This cell tower and most of them, even here in Colorado, so I'm sure in Arizona, everywhere, they are hooked. There's two VLF research groups, and there's one at Berkeley, and there's one at the University of Florida. And if you look up the VLF research group, that's HARP. So this is why I say this grid is a HARP grid. And I actually found some documents through HARP where it says that HARP could revolutionize two-way communications. And I
Oh.
believe this is where the smart meters came from.
Okay. And this enhances surveillance, and I get it. It goes
Correct.
right back to what the digital dollar is all about.
Right.
That makes so much sense. Wow, this is amazing. One last question on this before we go to energy. As I look at this, I'm thinking, why would a university, because these are research professors, they could very quickly determine, is this yay or nay for the health of our students and staff? And of course, I think very quickly they should arrive at the yes, it is a threat to our health, especially like at San Diego State. So why would other universities decide to take this on and purposely endanger their own people, unless, of course, someone's getting greased?
I think people are being greased.
Okay.
It's all, Dave, it always comes down to money.
Yeah, okay.
I tried to get hold of local media in San Diego with actually information on four cancer clusters at schools in the area. This was back in 2010, 2011, and nobody would contact me back. Finally, a reporter called me back and he said, "This story will never get out." And I said, "But why?" And he said, "Because of money." So this is where we're at, and this is why programs like yours, this stuff can get out to the public.
Yeah,
So,
I'll tell you this.
yeah, I mean,
My
it's very
program's not going
dangerous.
to be around after November if the Democrats stay in power. They're going to do
Right.
away with everybody from Breitbart on down. The JCPA, it's in hibernation right now because Ted Cruz stood up to it, but it'll come back. It's called the Journalism, what is it called? The Journalism Competition and Protection Act. And basically, it makes a big monopoly of the mainstream media, and you have to be licensed to be a broadcaster or have a show, And I think you see where that's going.
Well, there again, it's going to be, we've got choices. And if people are willing to sit and listen to that stuff on television, then you're going to deserve what you
No,
get.
you got a
So,
good point.
don't buy into it. Don't watch their news. Don't watch it at all. So,
Okay.
that's bottom line what we're going to have to do. But, being involved in all this energy stuff, I mean, I'm going to get into that a little bit too. Biden passed that Inflation Reduction Act, and a lot of the money is going to go to something called Breakthrough Energy, LLC. And that is Bill Gates, Richard Branson from Virgin Mobile, Virgin Airlines, Michael Bloomberg, and Jeff Bezos. So, and if you look up this Breakthrough Energy, LLC, it's net zero energy by 2050. That's what the goal is. And so, and we're all under, all of our utilities are now under the umbrella of the UN. And there's something called the UN Energy Compact. And this is what John Kerry has been flying all over the world doing behind our backs, is promoting this stuff. So, it's just really, really interesting, Dave. It's, I've connected a lot of these dots. And then if you go on further from there, there's something called the GEIDCO, and that's the Global Energy Interconnection Development Cooperation Organization. That's China. And you can actually, if you dig enough into this, you can actually see where China wants to run a world grid, including the United States. And right now, you'll see maps, and they will show these wind farms everywhere. So this is all part of promoting that and pushing that.
Wind farms. They're coming in everywhere.
Wind farms.
They're coming in everywhere.
Yeah. Yep. So, I want people to understand, those windmills are dangerous too, but I won't get into that today.
Well,
But
no, real
yeah,
quickly,
and
give us
then
a one sentence. Why are they dangerous? Let's not leave the farmers hanging.
okay, well they emit infrasound, which is damaging to the health of animals and humans. They're very high maintenance. They do not create enough energy to even run these things. So they're just really, really bad. And a lot of us think that it's actually a land grab. Eventually the farmers will be so sick and everybody's going to get off. I have a friend that lives up in Canada that there's an Indian reservation up there, and they allowed all these windmills to be installed. And they actually want to sell their tribal lands now because so many people have gotten sick. So, yeah, these windmills are just, none of this renewable energy is good. It's, none of it's good,
How
the
does it ma how
beginning
do
of
these
it.
illnesses manifest from the windmills?
I just have heard that you can get cancer from it. And actually, there were some lawsuits too. At the top of these, because they're so tall, the windmills, they've got these red lights that flicker, for pilots. And people have gotten even sick from those flickering lights that are on the tops of them.
Well, they can flickering lights
So,
like that can induce epilepsy. That's well known. Yeah,
correct.
you
So,
can have oh gosh, I'm drawing a blank on the term here, but you can go into an epileptic type fit even without being epileptic. Yeah, so I'm well aware of
right.
that. They found that with fast production cartoon flicker rates. The
Yep.
Japanese discovered that back in the late 80s. So yeah, I'm well aware of that.
And I also heard that the windmills can cause birth defects in animals and humans. So, this is we're going down a really dangerous path. And like everybody knows, they're shutting down all of our power plants. And this is we don't even there's no way we're going to have enough power for, especially if people go and buy electric
Oh,
cars.
there's no way.
So
No, there's not enough raw materials on the planet to support electric vehicles. I'd like for you
correct.
to send me, please make a mental note of this, send me the documentation you have on the ill effects of windmills, will you please?
And
I'm going to look at it and go through it. And it's very possible I might even reproduce this into an article and circulate it widely. Okay. I wanted to get into this new federal agency. So, do we have any more business with energy before we leave that topic?
No, I always find something new. It's just very interesting. But yeah, it's just, you know, it's just amazing. But Biden's just given this Breakthrough Energy a bunch of money, and we're talking billionaires.
Well,
And
what we
so,
say Breakthrough
anyway,
Energy, Virginia, what are they doing? Breakthrough Energy.
It just says this is their net zero energy by 2050. And the only thing that I can think of is, you know, we're all going to be dead. I mean, that's just basically the way I look at it. I mean, because how can you do that? And we've got to have energy. I mean, there's just no doubt about it. So, you know, I'm not real sure. I haven't really looked into it in depth yet, but yeah, it's a bad thing. And then about 2 years ago, or there's something called the DFC, and that's the United States International Development Finance Corporation. This was Biden started this a couple of years ago. This is a new federal agency, and this is to give money to underdeveloped countries for technology, green energy. Here we go with all this stuff again, and everything else. And I looked in it. I said, you know, are they using taxpayer funds? Well, they basically are stating that they are investing on our behalf. And so, of course, you know that's not true. So, but yeah, this is the new thing that they've developed, and it's just very scary. And you know, of course, then Biden has something called the B3W, and that's Build Back Better World. He's not focused on the United States. He's focused on the world and to bring us down to third world levels. So I believe this is why a lot of this is going on. But I personally, Dave, I don't think he knows what he's doing. I think it's other people. I think it's Obama and some of the other ones behind it that are doing it.
Well, there's no question about it. He's just the semi-figurehead. And I said semi because you simply couldn't. He's not cognitively aware enough to come up with this stuff. Do you know, if we play this out to its hilt, zero energy, that means you'll never be able to turn a light on.
Right. I believe so, but I think that this renewable energy is to, it's population control. You know, the electric car batteries emit horrible amounts of radiation inside. And, you know, you've got the smart meters that are horrible. The windmills are bad. The solar, you know, you've got to have rare earth minerals to make all these solar panels. Plus, I've heard that if you put on these solar panels on your home, and, you know, they're fairly cheap anymore, you will never get your money back, number one. But number two, I talked about the dirty electricity, and that's what this puts on your home again. And Dr. Sam Milham told me one time, he said that to really do solar properly on your home, he said it would be cost prohibitive for the majority of people. And he said, because you have to, you know, you're talking about AC/DC current again coming in on your wiring of your home and all kinds of stuff. So I just urge people not to buy into any of this as well.
Oh my gosh, this is so concerning. Do you know they've replaced the Build Back Better phrase now with the world on fire?
You told me that last night. I wouldn't doubt it. You know, but the Build Back Better phrase actually came from the United Nations.
Yes.
And I want people to understand that the World Economic Forum and the United Nations partnered in 2019. So we're fighting both of these entities.
And the World Health Organization, too.
Correct. Well, the World Health Organization, and people need to understand this, they are a volunteer group of people that got together to form this. But it's filled with industry. And when I say filled with industry, telecom industry, pharmaceutical industry. On top of it, too, I started researching Kamala Harris's husband, Doug Inhofe, who has he worked for the DLA Piper Law Firm. Have you heard of that one?
Yes, I'm all aware of this story. Go ahead and tell it, please.
Okay, well, this is really dangerous. We need to really vet not only these people running for office, but their spouses and everybody else. So anyway, this DLA Piper Law Firm was formed out in the UK. They were involved with Smartmatic, Dominion Software. I've read where they are deepening their commitments to UN Agenda 2030. They actually co-authored the Paris Agreement. And right now, this because I'm involved with the telecoms, it's like a revolving door between the people that work for the FCC and then they go to work for DLA Piper. So this is what's going on. There's a lady by the name of Nancy Victory and her husband, Michael Sinowski. They both worked under the NTIA and the FCC, now work for DLA Piper. And then there was Edward Smitty Smith, who worked for Tom Wheeler for many years, and now he works for DLA Piper, and he is a member of the World Economic Forum, and he is a member of one of the main members of the Trusted Futures organization. So it's trustedfutures.org. So you can look that up. But it's just amazing to find all this stuff out. And DLA Piper actually worked with Hillary Clinton, you know, in 2016. So this is where we're at. I mean, it's just a really dangerous thing that's going on. And they were also involved highly with COVID and had, I think it was 80, it was either 80 or 90, I think it was 80, attorneys that worked promoting COVID vaccines and stuff. And they've got offices in 40 countries. It's a global law firm, and they are stationed in China and in the Ukraine, which I find very interesting.
Where so much of the chicanery started. But if you were to sum up the biggest threat with Kamala's husband's company, what would you say the biggest threat to the American people is?
Well, the DLA Piper just formed, it's called the a government regulatory and, oh gosh, I don't, let's see. I wrote it down here somewhere. It's a new government regulatory office. And so they're going to work with the government to, you know, I don't know if they're going to create some of these policies and what they're doing. This Edward Smitty Smith that worked for the FCC and now works for them, he actually made all the rules and regulations and developed all the policies for 5G, including the satellites, and now he's working there. So I don't know. I don't know what's going to encompass, but it's not good, Dave. I can tell you that.
Here's what's baffling to me. I want to get your reaction to this. These people are participating in programs that over time are lethal and deadly to all human beings. These people presumably have families and children. I mean, why aren't they thinking a generation ahead as to the travesty that they're bringing to the country?
I ask myself that question all the time, even at my local city council meeting and trying to talk about 5G. And I looked them straight in the face and I said, when they get all this infrastructure in, I said, it's deadly. And I said, it's not going to only affect you, but it's going to affect your loved ones, your children, your pets, everything. And Dave, it was just stone faces. I mean, I think it's all about money and power right now. And I think there's just a lot of money going underneath the table.
Yeah, you just have to wonder people. When money would not become as important as self-preservation.
Well, you know, people just have that mentality that nothing's ever going to happen to them. Yeah. I think that over time it's going to eventually bite them all.
The lack of logic, though. I mean, you sit here and you tell me, Dave, I know you believe what you're doing, but it's really going to affect your family, younger generation in your family. I would stop and actually reflect and consider. And I'm going to tell you where my mind goes, Virginia, and this is out there. I'm really going far afield here, so I apologize to the audience. But if they could look at you with a stone face and you've just presented evidence and they can clearly see this is a threat to my children's longevity, and they still look at you with a stone face, you have to wonder if they're not demonically possessed.
I've wondered the same thing. Dave, I realize, I've kind of studied the city of Fort Collins. We know about Pat Stryker. She pretty much, I personally think she runs this place, but these people are yes people. And a lot of them, I've looked into their backgrounds. They're all coming from these liberal colleges, and they've been involved with a lot of this. Our city mayor was he was completely involved with this smart grid stuff at Colorado State University. He helped develop it and everything else. Well, these people should have recused themselves from even being allowed to speak about this stuff. But this is what's running our city councils. And right now there's another issue that's happening in Longmont, Colorado. Same issue with a city council member that it was completely, educational, and educated in the smart grid and everything else, and was promoting it. So, they put these people, they put these people in positions to take over. And actually, we've got the CAC, the Citizens Advisory Committee, and I looked that up, and it actually I found a document where it says you speak for all citizens, which they don't. And so I looked up each of the members of that, and they've all come from the colleges again. And they're promoting all this same stuff. So I don't know how you get it stopped, but I blame these colleges for a lot of this as well. But they're getting grant funding, and that's the main thing. I will not believe any of the science until I know where the science came from and who is financing it and everything else. So this is a real problem when we've got consensus science now.
Well, I think.
And science are facts. I'm sorry, but they are facts.
Sometimes, not anymore.
Yeah. And then a lot of our mayors, there's something, and this is through the United Nations and Michael Bloomberg, again, out of New York. All of the mayors along the Front Range of of Colorado belong to something called the GCOM, and that's the Global Covenant of Mayors. And then they've got something under that is it's MI, Mission Innovation. And if you look that up, it's all about the smart grid and everything else. They're way ahead of us, Dave. I don't know, at some point if we're going to be able to stop it or not, but this is where it's all coming
I used
from.
to have a researcher named Marilyn Ruper, and she discovered a program with documentation to recruit liberals to run in different parts of the country so they wouldn't be known in that area, and they would run on populist programs only to turn into the monsters that you're describing, like on your city council. And this was widespread, and this is where this movement started, I believe. And this is how they get people in there that they get elected. And then they just seize total control and they shut off all the avenues of protest. And it's much like what Biden's trying to do to the Republican Party right now, or I should say the conservative wing of the Republican Party, is you're an enemy of the state. And this is how they treat you in Fort Collins. It's just absolutely incredible what's going on. Now, if you were to make a guess, a ballpark figure very quickly, what percentage of people in Fort Collins do you think are on board with this tyranny? They actually believe it.
I'm not real sure. Most people are not aware of it. I'm going to be
Would you
honest
say it's
with
over
you.
half of the
And
people that don't believe it?
yes,
Yes.
probably upwards of 60 to 70% don't have a clue as to what's going
Well,
on.
shouldn't that
So,
be the basis?
unless you get yourself involved and down there, you don't. I've gone to several city council meetings before. when two people show up to speak, you know? And I did notice when I was speaking about smart meters and the fires, and that's another issue as well, too. I found a document by the NOAA, mm. the National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration. They can create winds and stuff. So, you know, and these meters, people need to understand, these meters do not have surge protectors in them. And I think that those all those homes that were burned in Boulder, I believe that there was a surge that went through the system
and also
blew them all up.
In Northern California. We are flat out of time, Virginia. We have unfinished business. I'll be in touch. You're coming back on. Thank you so much.
You
this was incredible. Thank you so much for the
Thank
information.
You, Dave.
Well, take care and I'll be in touch.
You bet. Thank you.